Yes, g'day, mate. Look, I need to book in a Queen of Bavaria cognac that I've got to bring in for a beak trim. Now, no, I haven't. Oh, yeah, no, look, there's no problem. It's been growing for a while, and it's been an issue. Stacey Gillis, before he went to India, worked on it too. The thing is, it's not a simple beak trim. It'll also, I can snip it myself. That's not a problem. But it also needs, I think you call them a trimmer, that little grinder to shape the beak because it's quite thick at the end and that. So you're going to have to knock her out, that's for sure. Otherwise, she'll just go crazy with her tongue. Yeah. No, it's just it's just overgrown and it's thickened a bit because she just doesn't buy me chew on branches or anything like that. Okay, well, look, I've got to come down to that region. I'm living between Woodford and Kilcoy, so it's a bit of a drive. Can we make an appointment for tomorrow? I wouldn't mind something probably, let's say, 10-ish, if that's possible. Okay, that's great. As long as the vet knows that she has, oh, definitely going to be have to be knocked out because otherwise that tongue will get in the way of the grinder. Yeah, I believe you guys have been around. I used to do a lot with Adrian, but then we drifted a bit apart because he was in a different area down in Chermside, and I had Stacey up here. So, but yeah, I've known all these Donnelly and all those guys are people I've worked with. Oudekerker, Oudekerken. Not a problem. Correct. Peter? Yes, mate. EOSMILLY @gmail.com. Correct. 15 Mylema, MYLEMA Road, Mount Archer, 4514. Correct. I mean, Scott told me that, he used to go to Adrian and he told me about you guys. That he takes his words through to. Yeah. It's a hen. She'd be about 2.5. Well, I do have a name for it, but you're not going to write that down. It's Buggerlux. I've got a lot of queens, not as many as Scott, but got quite a lot of queens, and he's just one of the breedings. But anyhow, because he's a bit of a funny little bugger, I call him Buggerlux. Sorry, what was that? It's fine. It won't respond. It's an aviary bird, you know. Yeah, okay. Right. Yep. Okay. Well, look, it just depends. I'm retired these days, and even though it's an expensive bird, I have two dogs that go to a local vet here, and they cost me a fortune. It just depends on how much it's going to hurt. Right. All right. Well, we'll see you tomorrow and I'll make a decision there, eh? But definitely the beak trim will definitely be happening. Yes, I will. Okay, then. Thanks very much. Cheers.